بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. You're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Brother Suhail from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's questions on Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for inviting me for this program.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, 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 you'll find your way.
Okay, Brother Suhail, can you tell us a special dua or supplication to be away from sinning or committing sins? Is there any special dua or supplication?
Yeah, we do have a lot of duas in regards to repentance, for sinning, to stay away from sinning. But before that, let's see what can we do in regards to sinning. So here we want to talk about repentance and self-cleansing. They say that we have a narration from Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam that says, refraining from sin is easier, far easier than repenting after sinning. For a person who has not tested the sin can easily stay away from it then after sinning and repent, and whenever he starts remembering about the sin, he is like two-sided. He is ready to go and do again and come to repent. But if a person becomes contaminated after sinning, he should not be disappointed from God's blessing, because the path of spiritual migration, self-refinement, and ascent towards God Almighty remains forever open and is never closed. So if you have sinned, Allah has left the door open for you to come and repent. So Allah says that, O my slaves who have been prodigal to their own heart, despair not of the mercy of God, who forgiveth all sins. Lo, He is the forgiving, the merciful. So, why do we see there is a need for repentance? Do we need to repent or no? I don't imagine that there is something more essential for a sinner than repentance. The one who believes in God, Prophet, resurrection, rewards and punishment, accounting of deeds, paradise and hell, does not contradict the urgency and necessity of repentance. Then how come are we negligent from repentance in spite of being knowledgeable about the self and the sins committed by us? Don't we believe in the existence of resurrection and others? Then how could we expect finding the path leading towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sitting in the company of His favorite saints in paradise with such contaminated, darkened and polluted self?
Yes.
Similarly, sins for human self are far more fatal than those most deadly poison for a human body. If a poison could threaten the worldly life of a person quickly, sinning could inflict the eternal doom upon himself and would result in the destruction of eternal life. Here we remember in regards to a hadith that when the Prophet was asked, how is my state in paradise? He said that you have a very big building in paradise. Then afterwards, he says that the building has fallen. I'm just narrating.
Yes.
He says that you do a lot of good deeds, but then afterwards go and do something that destroys your deeds in the hereafter. So beware of destruction of your own deeds by your own hands in the hereafter. Second is acceptance of repentance.
Yes.
What are the laws that are there for our repentance to be accepted? So here we say that if repentance is did offered correctly, it would receive divine acceptance, certainly, which is one of the most unique favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He has not created His servant for hell and its torture, rather has created us for paradise and eternal prosperity. And He says in the Holy Quran, and it is who accepteth repentance from his bondsmen and pardoneth the evil deeds and knoweth what you do. Imam Bakir alayhi salam says, after repenting, a person becomes like someone who has never sinned, and the one who is continuous sinning while reciting the phrase of repentance upon his tongue is like someone who ridicules himself. Then we say, what is repentance? Repentance could be defined as a feeling of being ashamed, sorry, and regretful for the past sins. Someone who is indeed ashamed by the heart for his past sin may be truly called a repentant. The Holy Prophet said, feeling ashamed and being sorry for the past deeds is repentance.
Yeah.
You see, it's not like we need to bring that kalamat or the words of repentance that I am sorry. But this is one of the way to feel the repentance. To ask for repentance is feeling ashamed and being sorry of the sin. So we have some characteristics in these matters, like it is truly that God Almighty accepts and forgives the past sin, but simply recital of the sentence Astaghfirullah, being ashamed or regretful or even crying for the past sin, may not be considered as sufficient for a pure and sincere repentance, but with the existence of the following three symptoms. One, he must be disgusted by his heart for the past sins. His self should have a feeling of shame, regret, and sorrow. Second, he must take firm decision not to indulge into sinning in the future.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And third, if because of indulgence into a particular sin, he has done something which could be compensated, then he must take firm decision for his compensation. For example, if he owes dues, has used up properties, then he should make sure that this has been returned to the owner and come for the sinning. Sorry, the repentance. If he has committed backbite against someone, he should seek his pardon and so on and so forth. A person recite the sentence, I seek God's forgiveness in the presence of the commander of faithful. The imam said, may your mother lament for you. Do you not know what is repentance? The repentance can be defined with following six parameters. One, feeling ashamed and regretful for the past sins. Two, taking firm decisions for avoidance of sins forever. Three, paying all the dues to the people so that when he meets God on the day of resurrection, he does not have any pending claim against him. 4. All the religious obligations, wajibat, which have not been performed in the last, should be discharged as makeup, qada obligations. 5. Should feel so sad about his passing that all the bodily flesh formed as a result of eating forbidden haram should be melted in a manner that skin should touch the bone until new flesh is reformed again. 6. The inconvenience and hardship of worship should be imposed upon the body as a compensation for pleasures it fasted because of past sins. Only after performing all the above, you may recite the sentence, I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And things that require repentance are sins that are mentioned over here. One of them is moral sins. The examples of it are hypocrisy, wrath, arrogance, egotism, harshness, oppression, deceit, etc. Two is practical sins. You see, usurping public property, eating haram foods and other things, which we have a riwayat that says, sometimes it happens that the darkness approaches my heart, and because of this reason, I offer my repentance 70 times a day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, used to offer repentance 70 times a day while he had not committed any sins at all. So here, now I would like to say, in regards to the actual question, is there any special dua for the repentance?
So this has been the duas after committing sins, isn't it? For istighfar.
So here we have talked about prevention and repentance.
Yes.
Prevention is better than repentance. As we say in the Western world, prevention is better than cure. Because for cure, you need to be sick and then to find cure. But if you can prevent yourself from being sick, that is more easier. So prevention is better than tawbah. But it doesn't mean that if you have sinned, the tawbah doors are closed for you. The tawbah doors are open, but with these conditions that have been stated. And here we have a dua called Dua At-Tawbah. This dua is taught by our fourth imam as is dua number 31 in Sahifa Sajjadiyah. The dua is a touching plea by one who acknowledges the enormity of the sins he has committed, the ones that we talked about. His hope lies only in mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Using Quranic concepts of repentance and its acceptance, Imam alayhi salam teaches us how to be sincere in seeking it. The dua reiterates the conditions of repentance, the physical signs present on a true repenter, the legitimate hope given to the one who truly seeks forgiveness. It is a beautifully elegant way of expressing the remorse and hope of a faithful believer who has sinned. There is nothing more beloved to Allah than a believer who is repentant, male or female. When describing those who repent, they planted the trees of their sins in front of their eyes and their hearts and watered them with water of regret. They gained the fruit of peace, followed by the pleasure of Allah and respect in his eyes. Imam Ali alayhi salam has stated that.
That's all right. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. So all in all, if someone commits a sin, we can say he must not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is always the door of repentance back, isn't it?
Yes. So because when he loses hope, so first he has sinned. And when he loses hope, he has entered another phase of the sin. Losing hope is one of the greatest sins. So you have just committed another sin by losing hope from repentance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the sins that you have committed.
That's right. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for your nice elaboration regarding this topic. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanat.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
علي وحسين وحسن.